Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Hannah Thompson Weeman of the Animal Ag Alliance. Back with Hannah in just a moment.
It's hard times right now in Oklahoma, and these hard times have taught us a tough lesson. We can't trust the career politicians who got us in this mess to get us out of it. Isn't it time for someone new? Meet Kevin Stitt, a successful businessman, an outsider, a conservative, now running for governor.
I'm Kevin Stitt. I grew up in Norman. Dad was a pastor. It was faith and family. After college, I started Gateway Mortgage Group with an old computer and a dream. Today, we employ more than 1,100. My faith drives me, and my wife and my six children inspire me. I've solved big problems my whole life, and I don't think the career politicians know how to fix it. And that's why I'm running for governor, because Oklahoma's turnaround, it starts right here, right now.
Kevin Stitt, the conservative pro-life Republican for governor, paid for by Stitt for Governor 2018.
Talking with Hannah Thompson Weeman from the Animal Agriculture Alliance. And Hannah, over the last couple of years, the Alliance has put together kind of a report, a review of what you've learned from an annual meeting, a gathering of animal rights activists. You've done that again here in just the last few days. Tell me about the 2018 version of these meetings.
Well, one of the objectives of the Alliance is monitoring animal rights extremists who are just opposed to what we do in animal agriculture. It doesn't matter how well we care for our livestock and poultry. If at the end of the day we're eating them or using them for any other purpose, they just do not feel that is acceptable. And we think it's really important for all of us to know what these groups are thinking, what they're talking about, so we can prepare for what strategies and tactics might be used against us next. The 2018 Animal Rights National Conference was held at the end of June in Los Angeles, and a couple big themes that we observed at this year's conference that we think producers should be aware of. One is that these groups make it very clear when they're speaking amongst their peers at these types of conferences that their goal is animal liberation. It's not about animal welfare. Sometimes these organizations will try to make themselves appear more moderate and mainstream when they're trying to influence legislators or restaurant and retail brands and say they're only trying to change how farming is done. But at these conferences, they make it clear. And one quote was, it's not about better cages. It's about empty cages and no cages and people not using animals for food at all. So make no mistake, that is the objective of these groups. And they also make it very obvious that they're willing to go far in the name of that objective. They talked about pushing the boundaries of the law. They talked about using radical methods. They talked about things like protests and vigils on farms and slaughterhouses, and really a variety of ways, everything from trying to just use influence in their communities to, again, up into breaking the law was encouraged at this conference.
When you think about, you know, the maybe the volume of the rhetoric and of the actual threats that were being kind of thrown out against the industry, compared to the last couple of years, 18 about the same, or have they stepped up a level?
We certainly saw a large amount of calls to action at this conference. So virtually every speaker gave the attendees something that they thought they should go home and start doing. And we really thought this conference was kind of on par with what we've heard previously, but we're really doubly concerned because of all the extreme incidents that have been happening across the country. We've seen a big increase in protests, break-ins on farms. If you saw the news, the huge incident that happened in California where 500 activists showed up to an egg farm at the end of May and stole about 30 birds and held this hours-long, large-scale protest right outside of an egg farm. We think that producers, unfortunately, need to be aware of the potential of these things to happen. Even if you're in a rural area, you could still be targeted. So it's an unfortunate reality that we need to think through how we can prepare and how we can try to avoid being targeted. So farms should think about things like locks, gates, fences, security cameras, motion sensor lighting, and any steps that can be taken to try to make yourselves less of a target.
Hannah Thompson Weeman of the Animal Agriculture Alliance on this rising culture of violence that seems to be everywhere in our society, including among animal rights activists. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's a special cow sale at Apache Auction Market Saturday, July 21st at 12 noon in Apache, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 100 head of fall calving Red Angus heifers, AI to Hereford bulls, with all the vet work done by Dr. L.D. Barker. To view and bid online, go to www.apacheauction.com, or for more information on buying and consigning cattle, call 888-926-9696. The Apache Auction Market Special Cow Sale, July 21st, Apache, Oklahoma.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.